Our non-physical teachers, teachers with a capital T, are from these levels of light, light with a capital L. Therefore, it is not appropriate to consider them from the dynamic of the personal. Rather, it is more appropriate to think of them as impersonal consciousnesses, which is that which they are, from realms that cannot be understood in human terms. They do not, for example, have the splintered personality aspects that we have. They do not have the shadow sides, so to speak. Does an angel have a soul? An angel is its soul, its full soul. That is the difference between that which is whole and in union and that which is growing into it. Duality only exists in certain levels and not in others. Duality is a dynamic of learning. It is its own rhythm and tension and does not exist beyond another level of learning and development. You are existing in duality, and your non-physical teachers are not. This is not their home, so to speak. They are teachers to our plane. They are free to teach in our plane without being of our plane. Your non-physical teacher does not become of this plane when it counsels you any more than a parent becomes an infant in order to teach its infant. It is not necessary. That level of evolution is assumed in the presence of the parent. It is simply the natural dynamic of evolution. We are destined to evolve beyond the nature of duality. Duality is that which is understood in time and space. As you evolve beyond that, and also when you leave your physical body and journey home to your non-physical plane of reality, you will not exist in dualism, and that sense of the wrathful or sorrowful or fearful self that you think of as present to you now will evaporate. It has no power in that realm beyond duality where there exists the perfection of all that is. When you leave your physical form, you will join the non-physical level of reality that is appropriate to your vibrational frequency at the time that you leave your incarnation.